of the circus. Jerry of the Circus.
Rags, be still. Now listen here, Rags. You've got to behave yourself. I'll have to send you back to bunk. Yep, that's where they are. Back of those trees over there. Now, if we can just sneak behind that wagon, we'll be near enough to hear everything.
Hey, fellas. Hi. Give it down, will you?
Yeah, Gabby wants to talk for a change.
He sure hates to give anyone else a break talking.
Say, listen. It's lucky you guys got someone like me to do the talking. Where'd you all be if it wasn't for me?
Back on the lot, waiting for the flag to go up on the mess tent.
That ain't what I mean, and you know it.
Well, we can hear great from here.
Okay, Gabby, we're listening. Where would we be?
Yeah? You'd still be working for a measly paycheck and few meals a day.
Of all things, say those meals alone are worth more.
Now, look here, fellas. We all stood by that circus when it blew up in that cyclone.
I'll say we did.
You bet we did.
And we worked day and night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got the circus ready and set up in 3 days.
And night.
But did Mr. Randall offer us extra pay?
Oh, yeah.
We probably saved him thousands of dollars by getting things ready so quick. But you notice they don't offer us no raise.
Yeah, that's right.
We ain't good enough, nor important enough to the circus. But what about the performers? You notice their big salaries go right on, whether there's a show or not.
Yeah, we do all the work.
Yeah, they get all the gravy.
Hey, this is awful. It's not fair either.
Now, this is what I gotta say. If we're important to the circus, we're worth more money.
Yeah, I'd like to see him put on a show without us.
It can't be done. That's why I say it's safe for us to strike for a day or so. So Mr. Randall will come across fast.
I sure could use some extra dough.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's it. We could all use some money. And if we want it, we gotta strike.
That's the ticket. We gotta strike.
Yeah, he'll come across.
Yeah, you bet he will. We'll get our desserts. It isn't like we don't work for our money.
We've got to get out of here quick. This is terrible the way they're talking. Come on, Rags, quick, before the men start breaking out.
We can't hold any more meetings. Mr. Randall must know how strong we are, understand?
Sure, we get you.
Mum's the word, Gabby.
You can't put on no show without us, so if we all stick together...
Good. Guess we got a ways without anyone seeing us. Rags, that's fierce. We'll have to do something about this setup. Gabby, of all people, I thought he had too much sense to pull a thing like this. Now, what's wrong with you? Oh, I see. It's Spike.
Hi, Jerry.
Gee, hello, Spike. Say, you don't know how glad I am to see you.
Yeah? Why?
I was afraid. I mean, I thought maybe... Hey, where were you heading?
For the mess tent. It's a little early, but the flag ought to be up soon. Thought I'd just hang around and be one of the first ones in.
Oh, that's swell. I was afraid maybe you were heading for that meeting.
What meeting?
The one Gabby's having.
How'd you find out about that, Jerry?
I just been over there.
What? Then what the dickens are you doing at a meeting like that?
Well, I... You see, it's like this...
Oh, now, listen, Jerry, you're only a kid. That's no place for a self-respecting boy. I'm disappointed in you, Jerry. Mighty disappointed.
You don't think I was joining in with that crowd?
Well, it certainly don't seem like you. But your being there is just the same as admitting you agree with what they're doing.
Oh, I wasn't in the meeting.
Well, you just said you were.
Gee whiz, no. See, what do you think I am, huh?
Well, I don't get you, Jerry.
This is sure funny. Here I was scared to death you were going over there, and now you think I'm in with Gabby.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you haven't been taken in, Jerry.
But I'm sure disappointed in Gabby.
Yeah, me too. He always shot off his mouth too much, but I never thought he was dangerous. I can't figure it out at all.
course, he always wanted to be someone important.
Yeah, but this is a mean way of being important, turning against his own boss.
Say, Spike, there were an awful lot of men over there. Seemed to me like all the stakers and most of the canvas men are in on it.
Afraid you're right, Jerry.
And the way they talk, they all seem to be strong for Gabby.
Sure. And just because they think they'll make a little extra dough.
You think Mr. Randall will have to give in?
Well, I don't see how he can possibly put up the show in Stanton without stakers and the canvas crew.
Or break the show down and load it either. Say, that's fierce, isn't it? What in the world will he do?
I don't know. I was just talking to Murray, and of course he and I'll do all we can, but well, two men can't take down all that canvas.
Uh-oh, the flag's up. Guess I'll wait here.
Don't take the folks long to find out dinner's ready.
Yep, and the meeting's over. Look at the men coming over from that back lot.
Yeah. I notice they're not striking when it comes to food.
Yeah, just when it comes to work.
Oh, well. Guess I'll put the nose bag on.
Okay, Spike.
All right. See you later, Jerry.
You bet. So long, Spike. Oh, hey, Mr. Randall. I want to see
you. Oh, there you are, Jerry. I was wondering why I hadn't seen you. Yeah, you got any news for me?
I'll see. The men just been having... The men have just been having a meeting. I heard almost everything they said.
How many men, Jerry?
Looked like most of the stakers and canvas men and some of the roustabouts, too.
Who's the leader?
Gabby.
Gabby? Why, say, that man's been with me for years. I can't understand
him. Well, they're going to strike right now tonight. What can we do, Mr. Randall? How can we get the circus loaded tonight? Gee, seems to me we're in an awful fix.
Has the meeting broken up?
Yeah. The men have all gone in the big end of the mess tent.
Well, I think I'll take the bull right by the horns and go in and talk to those men now.
I don't think it'll do much good. Not the way they were talking.
Well, we'll see. I'll have to find out anyhow, because strike or no strike, we're opening tomorrow in Stanton.
But how can we if they
Listen,
strike?
Jerry, if you want to do a thing badly enough, you can perform miracles. We'll open. You'll see.
If you don't mind, I'm going to hang around and listen.
Oh, good. Well, here goes. Quiet, everybody. Quiet.
Hey, pipe down.
See, it's the boss.
I'll only take a minute, man, but I want you to listen to him through. If any of you think this proposed strike is going to keep us from playing Stanton tomorrow, you're very much mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
Just a minute. I'm not through. Just a minute. Those of you who are loyal will help load the show tonight as usual. We'll carry the rest of you on to Stanton if you want to go. We'll feed you while you're there. Those who are on strike will find a deduction in their paychecks for the number of days they stop working. But there will not be a raise in salaries at any time during the season, and that's final.
Yeah, you can't move the circus without us.
Don't be so sure of that, Gabby.
That's a bluff.
No, it isn't a bluff. I'm carrying the strikers on to Stanton for only one reason. To show them we can put on the show regardless. If the strike isn't broken by the time we leave Stanton, I'll have a whole new set of men put on the payroll.
I's trying to scare us.
Yeah, but don't worry. We'll stick together and we'll get that raise.
No, you won't, Gabby. And I advise you to forget this strike. Oh, come on, man. Let's be friends and work together for the good of everybody. How about it, men?
I don't let him put it over, men. We know our rights.
Yeah.
All right, Gabby. It's as you men decide. That's all I have to say. But think it over before you make your decision. Good night.
You were wonderful, Mr. Randall. I don't see how they could strike after what you just said.
No, thanks, Jerry, but you see, when people get mixed up about right and wrong, sometimes they can't think straight.
I know, like kids. We want something so much that even when grown-ups tell us we're wrong, we just can't see it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, here's where we belong. I guess I'll get another speech off my chest in the little end of the mess tent.
You must be in a speechifying mood.
Yeah, I'm just a soapbox orator at heart, Jerry.
I sure like the way you kid, even when you're in trouble, Mr. Randall. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, everybody. Mr. Randall's got something to say.
I'll be short and to the point, friends, and I mean friends. I feel as if every trooper in this show is a personal friend that I can depend upon. You may or may not have heard that some rumors that some of the hands are threatening a strike. I'm not sure how far they'll go or how many of them will stick, but this show has to open in Stanton tomorrow.
I'll say it does.
Even Rags agrees with me. Now, folks, can I depend on you to lend a hand if we find ourselves stuck when it's time to break down the show tonight?
You can count on me, Mr. Randall.
Me too.
Well, that's fine. That's what I call trooping. I knew every one of you would stand by, but I must say it is gratifying to hear you say so.
Hooray for Mr. Randall!
And 3 cheers for our circus! Oh, gee, Ray, isn't this great? It's sure swell to work with folks like this. Don't you worry about your circus, Mr. Randall.
I'll say so. If Major Mike knows anything, this circus is going to be a cinch to move, and I'm here to tell you that I'm going to do the work of 10 men in spite of my size.
Oh, boy, Major.
That's going, Major.
over that end. We got to get this canvas roll way back into that wagon.
And I'm just a person to help. Here, I'll climb up there, and then I can crawl right into the wagon on this end of that canvas.
Okay, Major, that's a good idea. It's kind of hard to put this stuff in right when you're not used to it.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty lucky having our little man around. Everyone who could get in here and paint these canvas rolls in so well.
Hey, let me help there.
Not at all, not at all. I'm doing fine. No, sir. You better help with the other load, Jerry. See if you can climb into the wagon like I'm doing, and then you can help get these rolls in. Great.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you bet it is. It's saving a lot of time, too.
I always said it's better to have brains than brawn. Yes, sirree. A good head wins every time.
Well, I'll be seeing you. Thanks for the tip, Major.
Not at all, Jerry. Not at all. It's all for the good of the cause.
Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Hey, what time is it?
After 3.
Gee whiz, is it that late?
I'm afraid it is, Jerry.
Golly, do you think we can make it? I mean, get loaded in time to get to Stanton?
Oh, I'm sure we can. If only you folks don't get so tired you can't work tomorrow.
Oh, don't you worry about us. Of course, this work's different, and it is hard, but we can take it.
Oh, I'm sure everyone's willing to do it. The only thing is, I mustn't forget that we've got to set the show up first and then play a performance in the afternoon.
Oh, we'll make it. You'll see. Well, I better get up on this wagon and help load.
Hey, oh, what's wrong?
I don't know. That's funny. They just finished loading that wagon back there.
Let me out.
Good night. Say, I'll bet they locked the Major in with all that canvas.
Huh? Well, where? How?
It is the Major. Hey, Spike. Spike.
Yeah, but they've locked it up.
Somebody must have locked that wagon while I went to get Murray. I forgot to tell him the Major was inside.
Quick, men. Unlock that wagon. He might smother in there.
I know I shouldn't laugh, but gee, it's sure funny.
Poor Major. It would happen to him.
Dying. Let me out.
Yeah, there you are, Major. It's a lucky thing you yelled.
Lucky, you say. Say, who locked me in there? Was that supposed to be a joke?
I'm sorry, Major. I just left for a minute.
A minute? A minute? And I might have died.